You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Kimberly Adams. People over 65 and those in nursing facilities are at much higher risk of severe illness from COVID-19. And social distancing means they can't have normal visits with family and friends. That makes mental health care really important. And facilities that usually rely on in-person counseling are shifting to remote options. But telehealth can have its own complications. I know because my sister, Dr. Nicole Adams Flores, is one of the people navigating that transition. So I brought her on to talk about it. She's a supervising psychologist for CHE Behavioral Health Services, and she works at several nursing facilities in and around New York City.
First of all, we're trying to make sure people are able to social distance from one another. So it's not always ideal for us to take someone out of their room, wheel them through hallways where there's lots of other people doing things, and into a private room. So to that end, we're bringing the telehealth platform to our patients. And that is happening via tablet or phone. What's been really nice is that the rules around telehealth have altered a little bit so that the insurance companies are supporting multiple different ways that we can connect to a person. And telehealth is gone from just kind of the computer screen and a person talking to a doctor via computer to also including a telephone call.
What about quality of care, though? Is that compromised or enhanced at all by these changes?
One of the drawbacks to a telehealth platform is there isn't the ability for human interaction in the way that you could in a counseling session. There's something to be said for just being in the presence of another person. There's definitely something different about it. It feels a little more distant, a little more cold. But when we're able to provide those in-person counseling sessions, many times now a part of that session includes being able to chat with family members. It's wonderful that we have technology to kind of introduce into those counseling sessions because many of the people in our nursing facilities whom are receiving care don't have smart technology.
So how could technology, and I'm talking about the devices and the software here, provide a better experience for this group?
So it would be nice if software companies would be thoughtful about all the types of populations that might want to use software to do a traditional job. It's just there's a learning curve that goes along with any type of new technology. And somebody that might be cognitively impaired due to a stroke or a brain injury, sometimes that technology is really hard for them to learn or begin to use in a way that's meaningful.
So if you have an older friend or relative who lives alone or in an assisted living facility, maybe give them a call or perhaps try a video chat. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.